Okay, so Goblin's cash. They're shouting from the rooftops about being audited, secure, all that jazz. But something's just a little dot off. Like their website, something about how they're presenting it just makes me want to dig a little deeper, you know? Like, how do these DeFi projects actually prove their tech is safe? Goblin's Cash, they're supposed to be this super secure DEX, you know, like a decentralized exchange. Think blockchain stock market. And they handed us this whole document, talked about their auditing process. And on the surface, yeah, it looks kind of impressive. But today, we're not really focusing on what they do, more like how they do it. So Goblin's big strategy, they forked their claim. Basically copied and pasted it from projects that were already audited, like Uniswap V3, heard of them, and Synthetics. So it sounds like a smart shortcut, right? I mean, less work, same security. Or supposedly, anyway. And they dropped some huge E names in auditing, like Trailabiz, ABK Consulting. These guys, they're like the rock stars of smart contracts.
For sure.
But here's where I got a little suspicious. They also did their own internal review. So I have to ask, why even bother if this forked code is already supposed to be like bulletproof?
Yeah, that's a good point. So forking itself, it's pretty common in DeFi, you know, it's efficient. No one wants to reinvent the wheel. But even a tiny change, like if you change even one variable, it's data type in that forked code. Like let's say you switch from using whole numbers to decimals when you weren't supposed to, that little difference, that could be an exploit. And we're talking like drain the entire liquidity pool kind of exploit.
Yikes. Okay, so it's like using a recipe, right? But instead of baking soda, you use baking powder. Because, hey, they both make things rise, right?
Exactly. And that's where Goblin's claims they did code review and testing. And you know, if that's done right, that can actually like take care of some of those risks. But a good code review, I mean, that means going through every single line of that code. And I mean really painstakingly looking for like even the smallest error and testing. You got to simulate everything, every possible scenario. We're talking like a single user doing a small transaction to like what happens if a million users all try to use the platform at the same time.
So that makes those big audits, the ones they were mentioning, that makes them even more important. But are they even looking at the right code? Like, are they looking at that code, the one with Goblin's changes? Or just the original thing, the one they forked. And that seems to be what this internal review is all about. But they call it manual a lot, which, I don't know, just makes it sound a little, I don't know, less sophisticated. Less sophisticated.
Less sophisticated. Like not as good.
Not as good.
Like
Okay, so they check the code by hand, and then they say, we tested it, but I balance my checkbook. Doesn't make me Warren Buffett, you know? Like, we need a little more, you
Of
know,
course.
when it comes to our crypto.
Absolutely. And this is where transparency and trust come in. So internal reviews, right? Those are a good first step. But imagine this. You're grading your own homework. You're going to miss your own mistakes.
Of course, yeah.
So as a user, how much should you trust a company to assess themselves? Especially when we're talking about something as important as like the security of your money.
Wait, so you're saying they could have just like glanced at the code and been like, yep, looks good to me.
Well, it's possible, right?
Oh,
I
man.
mean, ideally, they would have given like way more detail about how they did this review. Like, what were they even looking for? What kind of testing did they do? And even better, did they get someone else, a third party, to audit their specific version of the code? Like, not just the original thing they forked, right? That would make me feel a lot better.
Okay, so Gobbles is basically saying, like, just trust us, we checked. But we've learned it's not that simple.
Not at all. Forking can be a good thing. It can be a totally legitimate and efficient way to build in DeFi, but it needs way more like scrutiny. You really got to look into
It's
it.
like, okay, I trust my friend to recommend a good movie,
Right.
but if they're telling me to invest like my life savings in their cousin's film,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm gonna need to see some proof.
Exactly.
Don't just take their word for it. Look under the hood,
Right.
especially when it's your actual money on the line.
100%.